I've only got so much real estate on my Thanksgiving plate. I am not going to waste any space on freaking soggy stuffing.
The song Santa Baby needs to go in the trash can.
The worst.
It's, no matter who sings it, if the words are changed, whatever.
Hey, I just tell myself every time I eat gold, I'm becoming a little bougier.
Oh
so
my
I,
gosh.
You just put it on the cakes as much as you can.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Tie Dye and Gelato. My name is Sienna.
I'm Angela.
I'm Bailey, and today we're missing our fourth person. It's just the three of us. So it'll be a girls podcast, which
That's
is fine.
Right.
I mean, we're gonna start off by talking about our Christmas hot takes. So
yeah.
Because Christmas just barely happened.
Yeah, holidays just passed, and so just a few controversial opinions. I can start. First of all, eggnog. What do you guys think of eggnog?
Okay, the one that you had at the house is really good.
Overrated.
Yeah.
Eggnog is overrated.
Oh, I
agree.
Don't
think it's that good.
Except for the one that you had that one time.
That
was actually
pretty good.
But yeah. Eggnog as a, like, just drink, I don't get it.
That's Hallmark fine. Movies.
So, listen, I think they're great. But I'm a sucker for romance.
All I have to say about Christmas Hallmark movies, no thank you.
To be fair, they're super predictable, so you have to go in knowing that. But Julie did kind of, like, convert me to the Hallmark, at least, like, for a couple years when we were rooming together.
I just value my time more.
Oh, my gosh.
More than a Hallmark movie,
like,
where I know what's going to happen.
But,
the,
like,
the
you,
cheese.
Like, you, like, watch it while
the
you're...
The lack of acting skills.
I mean, yeah, but you watch it while you're, I don't know...
Wrapping presents.
Or, yeah, you're just doing... You're literally just don't want to think. Like, my favorite Hallmark Christmas movie... Are you guys ready for this?
Nobody
on here has ever seen The Spirit of Christmas. It is... Okay, Julie's freaking out right now. It's so good. And I cried the first time I watched it because I was like, what is this? Why is it making me feel things? The best Hallmark... I don't even know if it's, like, made by Hallmark, but it is cheesy as anything you'll ever watch, but it is so good. So if you haven't watched it,
Julie's telling me I watched it at one point, but
it's so good. It's about like a Christmas ghost. It's so good.
Okay, well,
yeah, it's great. We'll have to talk about it later.
If it includes a ghost, that makes it a little
okay.
Yes,
we'll have to talk about it because it's really good.
Okay.
Okay.
I think hot apple cider is better than hot chocolate. And I know that this isn't a Christmas thing. It's a Thanksgiving thing. But stuffing, gross. No, thank you. I do not want that on my plate. It is a waste of space.
Ooh.
Okay, that's all.
Bailey's heated. I want to hear your opinions
really
on what she just said. You're sad about that?
I didn't used to like stuffing when I was little. But now I actually kind of like
it. It's soggy bread.
And what's not to like about it?
Delicious.
It's flavored.
Everything. So soggy.
I think it's fine.
Do you make homemade stuffing or do you do it from the box?
That's what we've always done. We've done homemade stuffing and I have never had a stuffing that I liked. And it's not that I like gag when I try it. I just try it and I'm like, if it comes between potatoes and stuffing, like I know what I'm going to pick. And I've only got so much real estate on my Thanksgiving plate. I am not going to waste any space on freaking soggy stuffing.
Okay. I can disagree, but also respect that opinion.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Angela, what's yours?
Okay. My hot take is why elephants stress me out. Because I feel like I can never tell if people are, like, taking it seriously and want, like, nice gifts or if they want, like, gag gifts. And then when you set, like, a price limit, like, I had one where it was $20. What am
I
supposed to do?
Yeah.
And so it's just always stressful. And when you don't know the people you're doing it with, it just feels, like, more stress than it's worth. And then I go to these holiday parties and I was like, why did I even go to that? Now I have something that I don't want and I have to send to the thrift store. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're fun. The one we did was fun because we just did like dumb gag gifts that we found around our house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like those ones with like really good friends. It's fun.
Yeah. It can be stressful. Like first you have to find something and then once you find something and spend money on it or spend time making it, then you end up with something that you don't want. Like what the heck am I going to do with this random sculpture of a dog? I just, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
What am I gonna do with a purse shaped like a boot? That's... Actually, okay, so we just did a white elephant, and
those are all
I got a purse that is actually a high heel, and it is actually the best thing I've ever owned, and I will treasure it till the end of time. Yes,
it was beautiful.
I feel like the issue that I have with white elephant gifts is like with white elephant like parties or like the event, like the thing itself, is that that's all you do. Mm-hmm. During the holidays is it's just like, yeah, it's a white elephant Christmas party, and I'm like, okay, I just went to that 2 days ago, can we do something else? Yeah. So I'm like wanting to do something else all the time. I'm like, yes, it's an ugly Christmas sweater party, yep, got that down, have my ugly Christmas sweater that I've had for 3 years that I use, and then yeah, white elephant gift exchange. So I don't know, that's yeah. My issue.
My other hot take is, if you, I'll leave like the rest of your personal life out of this, but if you work retail, you cannot require me to, if I'm working retail, you cannot require me to play Christmas music every single day since Thanksgiving, because I will literally lose my mind. And I've worked in a lot of like bakeries and different stores and things, and they just play Christmas music from Thanksgiving until Christmas Day or even till New Year's. And I'll be honest, this year, I like, my sister would play Christmas music and I was like, turn that off. I cannot handle that this year.
That's fair. I've had jobs like that too. Let me listen to something else for my sanity.
Yeah.
Speaking of Christmas music, my hot take is about Christmas music. The song Santa Baby needs to go in the trash can.
The worst.
No matter who sings it, what variation of it, whatever. I don't care who sings it. If the words are changed, whatever. Get it out. Anytime it comes on, I hate it. That song and I'm not...
Maybe it's Cold Outside?
Maybe It's Cold Outside is like fine. But anytime it like comes on, I'm like, nah. I also kind of skip it. But if it's on, you know, a retail store or something, I'm like, well, I can't really leave. So, but yeah, any of the song. And then, okay, the saddest Christmas song, Christmas Shoes.
Oh, of course.
Wait, is that the country song?
Sir, I'd yes. like to buy these okay. shoes.
Here's another hot take. That song was written just to be sad.
Yes.
And because it was written just to be sad, it's not sad to me.
Oh, it's funny.
Like I listen to it and I'm like, it's well, funny? This is melodramatic.
I'll tell you. So I had some friends in college who that was their go-to karaoke song.
No.
Anytime throughout the year. So now every time I hear Christmas Shoes, it's just so funny. It's a super sad song. And if you listen to it, like, related to the movie or, like, just listen to it, you can be like, oh, my gosh, this is so touching and so sad. And now I just picture my two friends duetting to Christmas Shoes in July poorly during karaoke, and it's fabulous.
Oh my gosh.
Is there a movie that goes along with
that? Yeah, there's a Christmas Shoes movie too. I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's sad.
Well, yeah. I listened to that song for the first time this year, and my brother was like, it made me cry. Did it make you cry? And I was like, no. No, yes. It made me cringe a little.
It is so sad. I refuse to listen to it during Christmas because it just doesn't make me feel Christmassy.
All right, let's move on from Christmas.
I'm so sorry.
So we're looking towards the new year. This is the very beginning of the new year. So we're thinking we'll look back at 2022 a little bit. I forgot what year it was, guys. We'll look back at 2022.
This is such a side note. Have you guys, when you messed up on like 2022.
Yeah.
Have you ever written, like, on a piece of paper, you're writing the date or something like that, and you write a different year?
Mm-hmm.
The other day, so I work at the hospital, right? The other day I wrote on someone, on like a patient's paper, 2012. And I thought I was gonna die.
That's always the one that I write.
Yeah.
Every time. It's 2012.
And I was like, it's either 2012 or 2017. I don't know why those years are stuck in my brain, but those are. Those are like pivotal years, I guess, in my life.
I write 2012 frequently. Really? On all sorts of, yes, and I don't know why.
Everyone says I'm so, everyone's like, why are you stinking right, you know, 2012? And I'm like, I don't know. It just happens. Oh, gosh. Okay, anyway, now we can,
cool,
you know, get back on track with the new year. Yeah, okay, so I guess to look back, we're going to talk about something that impacted you this past year.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone want to go first? I guess that's me. something that impacted me this year. So I did, I feel like this year I've been surrounded by children or like youth, people just younger than me. That's, I just feel like I've been surrounded by that. So I work in the newborn ICU. So I work with newborns. And then I also, this year, I was able to have like an internship with preschool children, which was really cool. But the thing that I, that impacted me the most, I think, was the summer that I spent with my youth. I was like a counselor for this youth camp. And it was really, really interesting to me to just see the change. So they were with me for 5 days. And the difference from a Monday kid to a Friday kid was dramatic. It was dramatic every week, even though sometimes they drove me and my co-counselor up the wall. Like, they were so bad sometimes, but they were also just like I could see them being changed and being molded for good. And like, I still talk to them to this day, like for Christmas and stuff. They all, the group chats were active, and it was really fun to just be able to talk to them and just be able to see them continuing forward with their life. They like, one of them just got like his license, and so it was just like, you know, little things like that. One of them just like released a song, and so just little things like that are just really fun to hear about. And that was the thing I think that impacted me the most, just because I think the biggest thing that I realized was that teenagers and children, they just want to be heard. And so to have someone to just listen to them, like I found that became my goal, was to just listen to them, hear them out, hear why they might be having a difficult time, or hear why they might be they might be being bullied at school, and like all of this stuff. That it just, I was like, oh my gosh. And then it helped me be able to teach them better and to be able to, I don't know, just get to know them. And our bond, like, we just forged a bond immediately after that. So I think that was the thing. And so anyway, it's just like helped me throughout the rest of this year. And I think in my future career, it'll really be able to impact me a lot. So I'm grateful for that. And yeah, that was the thing that impacted me the most this year.
Super cool. I guess I'll go. I mean, I graduated this year, so that's really big, but I think my summer also impacted me the most this year. I did a lot of traveling, which just is always really good for my heart, and I think gives you just a better perspective on the world and other people that you interact with and things like that. So just traveling in general is always good, but I got to do an internship in Europe this summer, working with a startup coffee shop. So I learned a lot about business, but also just like how to love people well, how to live in a different country, all of those things. And now I think that's kind of where the trajectory of my life is headed. So I think, you know, that's definitely quite impactful. So yeah, that's probably mine. Sienna?
That is super cool. I still want to visit you in all the countries that you go to. She's so well traveled.
Mm-hmm.
This year for me, I didn't have any like huge life events or anything, but I guess you could say, I'm like looking at the list and like, your guys' things are so much cooler. I quit the worst job ever.
That's great.
That happened this year.
That is great.
So I had a job that literally sucked all the happiness from my soul every single day of my life, and I quit it, and that's made me a lot happier. And I think that I stuck around in that job because it was the kind of job that gets you good experience.
Mm.
But it was just, it was not good. But I met some really cool people through that job. Our current roommate, so me and Bailey, we live together, and our third roommate, Carolyn, I met her through that job. And I think that Bailey and Carolyn have impacted me a lot this year. They are two really wonderful people that I love spending my time with, who make me laugh. And I'm really, really grateful to them and everything that they've taught me. So, yeah.
That's super sweet.
I was like, oh,
Bailey's crying over here.
I love you guys. I love you too, Angela. If you could live with us, if we had another room.
Imagine.
It would be so fun. The party would never stop.
You can come sleep in my room. My room's big enough.
Perfect.
Put a mattress on the floor. That would be so fun. I think, like, something that is really interesting, I don't know, like, all of our past years have just like kind of set us off on a good foot, I feel like, for the next year. Whether it's things that we've like gone through or whatever, but that we're like, okay, I will, one, never do that again. And two, I will, like, forever be changed for this because I did this. And I don't think I would ever go back and be like, oh, I wish this year didn't exist.
Yeah.
Because of the things that I did, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm. Okay, great. So before we move on to 2023, I'm curious, like, if you have either one specific favorite memory or a funny story about this last year.
Someone else go first. I don't know. I have to go back on my camera roll to see if any inspiration kicks.
The thing that immediately came to mind for me was my birthday party, because let me just explain this. I feel like I'm pretty good at throwing parties, and I just don't trust other people to be as good at throwing parties as I am. So I always throw my own birthday party. And this year it was 90s themed, because while I was just barely born in the 90s, I was still born in the 90s. So we were going to celebrate. And it was super fun. Everyone dressed up and we danced and ate really good food. And it just was like one of those times where I'm like, this is exactly all of the things that I love with the people that I love. And it was like super fun.
That party was a lot of fun. Can you tell us again about the cake that you made? Because she made the most freaking bomb cake.
So it was a sticky toffee pudding cake with a pear caramel filling and brown sugar French buttercream.
Guys, this cake had gold leaf on it. She brings it out and it has gold leaf on it. She's turning 23 and she made herself a cake with gold leaf on it.
Of course.
Like, that's just, I mean, if that doesn't tell you who Angela is.
I don't know what does.
That's right.
Gold leaf.
Hey, I just tell myself every time I eat gold, I'm becoming a little bougier.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
You just put it on the cakes as much as you can.
Oh my gosh.
I love it.
Okay, Sienna?
So a couple things came to mind. So this year I decided to do my own garden. And I live in an apartment, and so, like, I don't have access to a place where I can garden. But my sister let me plant in her yard. They have, like, a little place that was already dug out for a garden. And so that was, like, one of my favorite memories of this year was doing that little garden. Because it was just really fulfilling to, like, clear out the space, prep the soil, plant everything, and then watch everything grow. I also got to spend a lot of time out there with my niece, which was a ton of fun.
Oh my gosh, wait. She got her a little, what are they called? A little
watering can. Yeah, I got her
that's
own
so
little
cute.
Watering cans. So we would go out there with our watering cans and we would water together. And those were just, like, some really special memories of this year. Another thing that came to mind, I did a lot of paddleboarding and river rafting this summer, and me and my family all almost died on a river rafting trip.
That's a good story.
So I can tell the story. It was a good time. So we were just, like, casually going down in our river raft, and we hit a rock. We didn't see it. It was hidden under the water. So we hit a rock, and it, like, we started to, like, tip sideways, and when that happens, like, you're supposed to get to the high side of the raft so it doesn't tip. So we're all, like, trying to, like, scramble to the high side of the raft. But the raft goes vertical. And I had my feet underneath the wharf in front of me, and I feel myself bend backwards, and then the raft rights itself, and I, like, slam forward, and I look around. There had been 7 people on this raft. There was now one.
Oh my gosh.
And it was me. And so I look around and I'm alone on the raft. Everybody else had fallen out. And I, like, look around and we are in the middle of a rapid, like a big rapid. We are heading towards rocks. And everybody is in the water around me, like, swimming. And they're like, Sienna. I'm like, what do I do? And so I start grabbing, like, oars out of the water, and I tried to, like, get my older brother. I tried to get my older brother up into the raft. I couldn't do it. I was too weak. Anyway, we managed to all get back in the raft, and then we looked around and we're like, where's mom? We look downstream and we just see her little head bobbing, bobbing, like, 100 yards downstream.
Oh my gosh.
Through giant rapids. And we're like, okay. And we're all, like, paddling towards her. We got her back in the boat. It was all fine. But that was definitely one of my favorite memories of this year. Oh, also, I guess that somebody kicked me in the face while everybody was falling out, and I didn't realize it. So my nose was bleeding. So I had blood all over my face. And the way my brother tells it, he says that he like, so he like fell out of the raft. He like comes up to the surface and he looks up at the raft. And the first thing he sees is my head pop over the side of the raft covered in blood. And he was like, oh my. Anyway, good times, oh, good no. times, good memories.
That was such a good memory. Me and my family almost dying in the river. Great. My favorite memory is probably, I have a lot of favorite memories with my siblings this year. I feel like I got really close with my sisters and my little brother. One of the things that me and my, that my brother did, was, so it's always been my dream since I was 14 to see Imagine Dragons in concert. And they were coming to Salt Lake in August. And they were actually coming on my little brother's birthday. And my little brother also loves Imagine Dragons. So for his birthday, I buy us tickets to go see them. And I didn't tell him until, like, until we had to go. And until we had to, you know, leave and drive down there. So I tell him this. And he is so excited. I buy him, like, this funny shirt to tell him. And we get there. And it is the, I was, like, transported back to when I was, like, 14 years old. And I was just having a blast. I even, like, shed a few tears because it was just like I was like having the time of my life, and my little brother was having so much fun, and I was like, this is so great. I've never been so happy in my life, and I really just genuinely felt so happy. It was so crazy. I was like, I'm seeing Imagine Dragons in concert. This is something like what? And I was, and it was one of the best like moments of my year.
That's way like, fun.
That's super cool.
That was so cool.
Living your dreams.
Yes. Right. I'm finally fulfilling my 14-year-old dreams.
Right.
If only I could get Taylor Swift tickets. That would also be my 14-year-old dream.
Dream on.
Rip. I'm just kidding.
All right. Should we look to the future now?
Let's look to the future.
The future. Let's do it.
All right. Let's talk about... I don't know. I guess I have, like, a weird view on, like, resolutions because I just – everyone sets your resolution and then it never goes anywhere. So I'm more, like, maybe set a goal. So, like, last year I set a goal of, like, I want to go to Ireland because that's something I had always really wanted to do. And – but, like, also then if it doesn't work out, then, like, just keep planning for it or just keep working towards the goal instead of just being like, oh, well, the resolution didn't work. Mm-hmm. Or also, like, pick a word or pick a theme for this year. At least is kind of how I kind of look towards a new year and, like, make changes. But I'm kind of curious of, like, how you guys view resolutions and if you have any.
So I have never had success with New Year's resolutions. Like, I don't think that just because, like... like, starting a new year to me is not enough motivation to make some serious changes in my life. And so for me, like, I make changes in my life as I feel the need to make changes in my life. So as we talk about New Year's resolutions, I'm just going to talk about, like, a few things that I'm currently working on that aren't necessarily, like, well, because it's January 1st, I'm gonna start doing these things. These are just things that I am currently working on. So... before I start, Bailey, what is your view on?
I mean, listen, I also feel like I kind of hate when everyone, what's your New Year's resolution? I'm like, frick, I don't have any. Like, I don't have any because I also get really discouraged when I, like, don't accomplish them. So if I have the goal, it's like, lose 80 pounds, you know, this year. I'm like, you know, I also think it's, like, really important to have the means to be able to accomplish your goal. And if you do set a goal, make it so that it's measurable and
attainable.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just absolutely. Like make it realistic, but also not so that it doesn't stretch you. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you do, you know, if you do make a goal, good for you. But I also, I really like what Angela was saying about like having like a kind of like a theme. I also think that something that I really like that what's going on in our church is that like you have a physical goal, spiritual goal, intellectual goal, and a social goal. And I have those on my, I do those like during my semesters. So yeah, I, you know, I'm kind of like a mix of between you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Regina. Anyway. Okay. Let's hear it.
I mean, like, I think New Year's resolutions are great, but you can make a goal anytime. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be like, oh, well, I'll wait 6 months when the new year comes around.
Exactly.
No, change it now. Yeah.
Okay. So I have three things that I am currently working on. And this first one is very cliche, working out more.
There it is.
There it is.
Just kidding.
But I started at the beginning of this month to go. The goal has been 5 times a week. I've done that a few weeks. A couple of the weeks I've been 4 times. But that's a goal that I have made purely for my emotional well-being. Because I've noticed that when I'm exercising emotionally, I'm much more available. I'm much happier. And it's actually been very good for me to be going as often as I have been. I haven't exercised this consistently in a long time. So I will continue doing that. I also would like to write in my journal more because I have the worst memory ever. And it kind of makes me sad to like look at the past and realize how many things I've forgotten because I haven't taken the time to remember them, I guess. So currently I've been working on writing in my journal more and not, it doesn't have to be every day, but you know, once every few weeks at least. And so that's something I've been working on currently. And then I also want to improve my skiing skills.
Ah, yes.
Heck yeah.
Skiing. Let's go.
I got skis for Christmas, guys. They are beautiful. Ooh. I love them. I got myself a ski pass.
Nice.
And I've already been once. And yeah, I would like to keep going so that I can get better.
That'd be great.
Super fun.
Yeah. Angela, do you want to go next?
Like sure.
Go for it.
Wow, Sienna's is cool because she's already like been like, this is how I'm actually accomplishing
I'm
this
like,
now.
Wow.
Which is cool.
Sienna's always my role model.
Seriously. So if we're talking like practical career goal kind of things, is I think by the end of 2023, I want to be doing the things that I'm more passionate about. I feel called to be working internationally, and I think I want to be overseas, or at least like I've taken all the steps and now I'm like almost there. Which is kind of scary to admit and just like get wrapped around mentally, but that's kind of where I want to be. And then I think I kind of want to work on like mental and emotional health and like focus on that a lot this year. Mm. If we're going to be real vulnerable, 2022 was pretty hard emotionally and mentally for me. So I kind of feel like God promised me, like, this year is going to be hard, but it will get better. And so now I'm kind of looking towards that of, like, how can I make it better? And even little things of, like, being really intentional with friendships and, you know, even Sienna's, like, working out more, which, I mean, I'm not a totally, like, a gym person, but, like, going on runs and skiing and walking and things like that are really good for my mental health and so just being more intentional with that, but also like more in tune with my emotions are kind of some of my goals that I have this year.
I love that. I can see your words that you have, you know, like how you were talking about your words that mm-hmm. you've set for this year.
Yeah.
Intentional.
Yep.
That's one of them.
That
that's
is. That's
you're
right.
To me a lot.
That is honestly an excellent word.
It is such
like,
a good word.
I can't
word.
Think of a better word
Be
than
intentional.
That. Intentional. Mm-hmm. Really good.
I love that as well. I think... So one of my goals, I mean, yes, to be more physically active, and that doesn't necessarily have to be like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym all the time. But even at work, like taking the stairs instead of, which is hard because I work on the fourth floor. It's fine. I can sacrifice it once a shift. I'm just kidding. But just be like more, I guess, more and more taking care of my physical needs, mm-hmm. sleeping, which is hard, and, you know, doing all these things. Anyway. I also want to be, I guess, more responsible. This is something that I've worked on this past semester because I learned about it a lot this past semester, is just to take more responsibility for my emotions and how I react to certain things. Because there, like a lot of this semester was focusing on, you have a stimulus, what is going to be your response? And so there are like two responses. You can have a negative response and a positive response. And just like the difference of how it can impact you, how the situation or how the stimulus will impact you and your life in the future. And so I think I just want to really focus on that as well. And then I also want to, well, read more. That's kind of like a little thing. And then take all the opportunities that are presented to me. So if, you know, if an opportunity presents itself and I, you know, pray about it, I look into it more, research it, and I feel that it will benefit me. I don't want to be lazy in signing up for that opportunity for doing all these things. And like I'm doing a conference. a leadership conference this year.
Yeah, she's super cool. It's that like is basically cool. like a mini TED Talk.
Whoa. Yeah. Like you're so presenting? Cool. Mm-hmm. Can we come?
Yes, you are welcome to come.
We're yeah. coming.
I'm gonna be it's there. A, yeah, it's at a leadership conference in February. So if you guys want to come.
I'm so excited. Yeah,
it's going to be really fun. So I think just like taking any opportunities that come to me that I feel like it's not going to necessarily like, I don't know. I don't want to go out and public speak for the rest of my life, but it will give me something that I can look back on and be like, okay, I did that.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. I can do this. So anyway, looking forward to the new year. I'm really excited. It'll be a really good year.
It will be a good too. Year.
Yeah. We got it, you guys.
We got it. We at least have a trip to Hawaii we can look forward
yes,
to.
Yes, we'll be fine.
Yep.
Anyway, well, we love you guys, and thank you for listening to our podcast.
If you enjoyed listening to our show, please leave us a review. You can follow us on social media. The links are in the description. Send us DMs with questions you want us to answer or things you want to know. And thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.